Yay. That's the way the call starts every month. It's just me going, yay. GSEMP, November 2023. November call. November call number one. I've been meditating on what I wanted to do in this call for a couple of days, actually, because we spent the last 2 months working on chakra cords, on relational cords, like really honing in and working with the fourth subtle body, which is like the heart chakra body. It's the body that puts into relation the top and the bottom, as in your divine self and your human self. And it's also it is the main subtle body through which you enter into relation with others. And if you remember, it's like this understanding that each of your subtle bodies has every single one of the chakras. So it's not like your root chakra is alone handles your etheric body and there's no other chakras in it. So it's like each body has the entire template of the seven chakras. They might look a little bit different. If it's like a body that's more like unstructured and cloudy, then there'll be like concentration of colors around there. If it's a structured body, you'll be able to see what it looks like more. But all the work we've done in the last 2 months has been within the field of the fourth subtle body. So whether it be even beyond 2 months, even the character structures, all that, it's how we're pushing and pulling energy between each other, and then how we're linking into others and having loops of energy come back and forth, which is a relation. So that's what we were talking about, our relation to another person, to another human being. With the cords, we went a little bit deeper too. We went into the silver cord, we went into past life cords, stuff like that. So what I want to do today is I actually want to talk about the most important relationship in your life. And that relationship is between your divine self and your human self. And I really want to hone in on that tonight. Because, as I just said, that is literally the most important relationship you are in. It is the most really important relationship you will be in your entire life as an incarnated being. And the heart is the bridge between the upper chakras and the lower chakras. The upper chakras being divine will, divine love, divine mind, and the lower chakras being the human personal version of that. So root chakra, personal will, sacral chakra, personal love, and solar plexus, personal mind. I want to work on bringing these into a deeper relation tonight. And that's really going to be that's what I want to hone in on with the meditation. When we work with the chakra cords in the fourth subtle body, our main goal was to reconnect these cords deep into our own core star so that this energy emanating out of you towards the other person is fed first and foremost by your own connection to your essence. I cannot stress enough how life-changing that can be to move away from, I'm trying to plug into someone to get food, to I am already whole. I am already fed by the source within me. I am already connected to my deepest self, like my essence. And from there, I go towards the other. From there, I bring that essence energy through my being into the other person I'm with, into the field of the relationship that you're in with someone, into the frequency that you choose to emit and send out into the world. So I want to do the same kind of thing tonight, except that it's not going to be focused on how we are going out towards the other. It's going to be focused on how the relationship is happening within the central line, and not just in the fourth subtle body. The fourth subtle body is the bridge, but how that subtle body is the bridge between the higher bodies, the higher subtle bodies, and the lower subtle bodies. So it's like, ooh, ooh, we're leaving the field of only the fourth subtle body, because we're going to be making sure that all the connections between the bodies is as harmonious as possible, so that the divine mind and your personal mind have a connection, a deep connection. Because you can, there's a lot of people in this world that are walking around with a life that is basically only the lower three chakras. It's their personal will to live, how they feel about themselves, and their thoughts and how they think about other people. And that's it. It's always been a little bit scary for me to try to understand that, because I tend to be someone that lives in the upper ones more than the lower ones. And the upper ones are all about unity. It's deep, unitive thinking. And as the consciousness goes down the chakras, which are each dimensions, as it goes down the dimensions, the energy gets denser and more separated and dualistic, which is not a bad thing per se, because the only way you can have a relationship to something else is as two things that are not the same thing. And that's the trippy part about coming here. We come into density, we come down in densities and dimensional fields in order to be able to have an experience as something separate. With, I have a separate body from your body, for example. Like, that's root chakra level, deep root chakra level understanding of reality. My body, your body, you know? And then the emotional, the sacral is all about my emotions and your emotions. And of course, it can like meld, just like the bodies can to a certain extent. And at the mental field as well, my ideas, your ideas, but we can connect them and converge them together. As soon as you get up past the heart, it's not my will anymore. It's divine will. There's only one. There's only one will, you know? And as you get into the third eye, it's like, it's divine love. It's this divine state of bliss where everything is loved. There's no such thing as, I love this, but I don't love that. It doesn't even compute at that level. And divine mind, the divine mind contains everything is there. So I have mentioned the silver cord before, and I want to re-mention it a little bit. And I'm so glad what came in about half an hour before the call, that we're going to get to play around with the silver cord again tonight and the assembly point. What I want to say about the silver cord is that the silver cord is basically, it's like an energetic cord. It comes up all the way from Godhead, and it comes in through the back, and it is what keeps all your bodies properly placed. It's what keeps you together. It's what allows this experience of you being in this body and having your entire auric energetic system working properly. There can be damage to the cord, but severed, you're not here anymore. It all just disintegrates. So we all have a silver cord. We might have damage to it, but every single one of us has one, because or else you wouldn't be able to be incarnated. So silver cord, assembly point, for those of you that have never heard about this, it's tricky to talk about the center of our being, because now that we know about the core star, we know that's a deeper center, but your assembly point is supposed to be behind your sacred heart in your back. And from here, it's like everything is assembled from here. So noticing a similarity between them, I have discovered recently that what happens is that our silver cord doesn't move. It cannot move around, but our assembly point can. But the true place for the assembly point to be is exactly where the silver cord comes in. And when you can actually have that perfectly aligned, that's what I'm hoping that we can get to feel as a group tonight. We're eight again. How interesting. That's what I'm hoping we can feel as a group tonight. What it feels like to really bring that assembly point so that it is exactly at the juncture point of the silver cord. So if you've never heard about the assembly point, consider it like the center of the entire structure that holds you together. And what happens is that most of us, that assembly point is not, it's not behind our sacred heart space. It's floating a little bit higher up. Like if I relate this to schizoid character structure, it's very interesting because schizoids, we tend to have it floating up somewhere behind our head. And that's what our energy is doing all the time. We're trying to escape and evade being in a body. Most people have their assembly point floating somewhere around the back of their heads. So we'll go about this smoothly, okay? As we ask for the assembly point to be brought closer and closer to its true place, you'll notice what starts happening is there's more peace, less noise, a deeper embodiment. And yeah, I want to align them as much as we can tonight as a group with a group intent to have this experience together. And I think it's going to be awesome. And I don't even know if I have much more to say. We're eight again, which is really cool in terms of recreating what we did last time with our intentional fields, having our Haras connect together. Like the visual of standing in a circle, each of us with our Hara lines fully activated, and the group intent is brought into the center of that circle. Pretty powerful when we did it last time. I'm hoping. I'm excited about it. And I don't think I want to talk much more than that. Let's see. I'm noticing something happening in me. Like when I meditate a lot before the call, there's less and less presentation that wants to come through. And I just want to go right in it. Let's just experience it directly. So, oh, that's interesting. I can already feel something that worked. Is there anything else I want to say? Have I mentioned that the most important relationship in your life is between your divine self and your human self? I haven't. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Let's just go straight into the meditation. I don't have all the details of how this is going to happen, so it's even more fun. Which means when it doesn't let me have all the details, it's because it's going to be beyond what I could imagine. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to put this video on YouTube at all.